Thank you for purchasing Free Tours by Foot and Atlantis Audio Tours self-guided audio tour. I wanted to let you know how this works before you get started. The audio tour is one long audio file. You can pause between stops as you walk there, allowing you to take your time and to stop to explore something more if you'd like. I'll let you know as we move between stops. You'll also find a Google map and a PDF in your confirmation email, in case you'd like to check where you are or read along with your guide. Now let's get started with your tour, and I'll let you know when to pause to get to your next stop.
Hi, I'm Catherine with Free Tours by Foot, here to take you on a walking tour of Dumbo. Our tour begins closest to the York Street subway station at the Dumbo Walls. Let's get started. This project began in 2012. 8 walls near the York Street subway station were selected as sites for large murals by famed artists like Shepard Fairey, Momo, Yuko Shimizu, and several more. Some of these 8 sites have the original murals, and others have new ones. For example, along York Street between Adams and Pearl, Cam's huge, colorful owls are still visible. Other walls have had several new murals since the Dumbo walls were installed, like the corrugated metal wall on Front Street between Adams Street and Pearl Street. You can use our map to find all the Dumbo walls, but for a taste, let's just take a look to the left of the exit from the York Street subway station. About 100 feet from the station exit, you will see on your left a large brick wall with a somewhat faded Shepard Fairey. You can also visit some of these murals during our Pay What You Wish 3-hour Brooklyn Bridge, Brooklyn Heights, and Dumbo tour. And if you're a fan of street art and murals, you can also take a look at our post on the best places to see street art in New York City. You might also enjoy our graffiti and street art tours. Now from York Street, make a right turn onto Washington Street, and then walk 2 blocks.
Pause here until you get to your next stop.
You should now be at the corner of Washington Street and Front Street. Your grand greeting from Dumbo is a photo op you will not want to miss. As you walk down Washington Street, you can look straight ahead and you will see the blue-gray steel of the Manhattan Bridge, which began construction in 1901, the 3rd of the suspension bridges built across the Lower East River. The bridge utilized a new method for stiffening the deck and was the first suspension bridge to use a Warren truss. The Manhattan Bridge was considered an innovative design for its day, and it served as the model for many long-span suspension bridges built in the first half of the 20th century. Far off in the distance, you can see the Empire State Building, perfectly framed in the archway of the bridge. If the view looks familiar, that's because this exact vantage point is one of the most iconic photo spots in New York City. Although cars are active along these streets, most drivers go slowly, knowing that lots of people stop here to take photos. Still, be careful when standing in the middle of the street. The streets surrounding the base have been used as locations for many films, including The Naked City, The French Connection, Serpico, Once Upon a Time in America, Scent of a Woman, American Gangster, The Dark Knight Rises, and The Amazing Spider-Man. Now walk half a block east on Water Street, and east will be walking against the direction of the car traffic.
Pause here until you get to your next stop.
You should now be at 130 Water Street. Gleason's Gym is one of the most famous boxing training gyms in America. The original Gleason's Gym was located in the Bronx, having opened in 1937 by the late great boxer Bobby Gleason. It moved to Dumbo in 1984. Over the years, many legends have trained for fame at Gleason's. At the original Bronx location, stars like Jake LaMotta, Roberto Duran, and Mike Tyson trained. In 1963, a young man named Cassius Clay learned how to box like a champ as he prepared for his famous match with Sonny Liston. Clay changed his name to Muhammad Ali, and the rest is history. The gym has also been the setting for a number of boxing movies. Robert De Niro trained in the gym's Manhattan location to prepare for his role as LaMotta in Raging Bull. Wesley Snipes trained in Dumbo to prepare to play Roland Jenkins in the 1987 film Streets of Gold. Actress Hilary Swank, in preparation for her Academy Award-winning role in Million Dollar Baby, was trained by Gleason boxing trainer Hector Roca. Now continue east on Water Street. Go to the corner of Water and Adams Street for our next stop.
Pause here until you get to your next stop.
You should now be at 28 Adams Street. In 2006, the critically acclaimed publisher Powerhouse Books opened Powerhouse Arena in Dumbo as a venue for creative thought and top-notch art exhibitions, installations, presentations, performances, and readings. It drew a lot of locals and travelers as well who came to see famed authors and artists. Powerhouse Arena helped to put Dumbo on the map as a world-class venue for arts and literature. The original location, which was at 37 Main Street, was a massive 10,000 square foot with 24-foot ceilings and large glass windows. As is so often the case, original renters in Dumbo are priced out of their own homes. In 2016, the rent doubled, so they moved to a smaller nearby location. Just a few of the authors who have read here are Salman Rushdie, David Sedaris, Mary Gateskill, Joyce Carol Oates, Jonathan Franzen, and Pulitzer Prize-winning poet Tracy K. Smith. Check out their website to see if anyone famous will be stopping by when you're here. You should now be at the archway of the Manhattan Bridge. A century ago, who would imagine that the desolate, dark space beneath the noisy bridge would become a unique venue available to rent for special events, markets, art exhibitions, commercial photography shoots, and, believe it or not, weddings? In spring and summer, concerts, light shows, and even sport event viewings are open to the public for free. In 2014, the Archway installed a large Jumbotron TV to air the World Cup. Viewers came with folding chairs, some wine, cheese, and even flags of their favorite teams. By now, you should have noticed that many of Dumbo's streets are cobblestone. While it is not the original cobblestone laid down by the very first settlers of New York City, much of Dumbo's cobblestone was laid down in the early 1900s. Other areas of New York City are known for their cobblestone streets, like Tribeca, Greenwich Village, and Soho, all of which we offer free tours of, so check out our tour calendar to find out more. The area around the archway has an aged look to it, with its small shop storefronts and large industrial buildings in the background. The area's unique characteristics make it a perfect location for filming movies that take place in the past. Steven Spielberg filmed some scenes from Bridge of Spies here, as the film takes place in the 1960s. Now you are going to walk all the way through the archway and you will hit Anchorage Place. If it is spring and summer, you will walk right to our next stop.
Pause here until you get to your next stop.
This well-known upscale flea market is a must-see event that happens every Sunday throughout the spring and summer. It is a unique blend of artisan crafts, vintage clothing, handmade jewelry, and retro furniture. Even if you don't plan on shopping, a visit to the Brooklyn Flea can be great fun. Dig through old dusty records, find unusual funky clothing, and souvenirs unique to Brooklyn. You will also find unique food vendors. Save room for a treat. You will definitely want to try something. This flea market was ranked as one of the world's best by Travel and Leisure, Country Living, and more. Now turn left on Anchorage Place and walk one block to Plymouth Street. Make a left onto Plymouth Street and walk one block to Adams Street.
Pause here until you get to your next stop.
As you have been walking around, you may have noticed what appear like trolley tracks. These are what is left of the former J Street Connecting Railroad, or JSC. It was created by Arbuckle Brothers, Brooklyn's original coffee kings. By 1900, the Arbuckle Company had a factory and a group of warehouses on the Brooklyn waterfront. Believing that a railroad was the best way to effectively move cargo through the buildings, they created the JSC. The railroad had terminals to serve the various industries and factories in the area. With the rise of trucks as the dominant means of transporting goods, the small local railroads stopped operating by 1958. The tracks remain and are yet another aspect of Dumbo that is a reminder of days gone by. For history buffs and train aficionados, you can find out more information with this link here. Now continue walking along Plymouth Street until you reach Washington Street. Here you will find the entrance to a delightful waterfront park.
Pause here until you get to your next stop.
This 3.5-acre park offers spectacular views of the East River and Manhattan. Importantly, there are also public restrooms available just 100 feet into the park. So many things go on every day in this neatly groomed park with shady trees, but mostly it's open grass, so you can bring a blanket and laze around for an hour or more. When sitting in this park, located between the Manhattan Bridge and the Brooklyn Bridge to the south, be prepared to pause your conversation approximately every 3 minutes as the subway traverses the Manhattan Bridge. You can click on this link here for the park's website. Now, once you are in the park, walk southwest towards the Brooklyn Bridge and the water's edge. You will see a small, curved beach of rocks level with the river. Head down there and get your camera out for some of the most monumental photos you will get on your trip to New York City.
Pause here until you get to your next stop.
When you planned your trip to New York City, you probably didn't contemplate being able to dip your toes into the East River. At Pebble Beach, you can walk down to the water, watch it lap up against the land, and take a pebble for a souvenir. The water is clean enough that the Brooklyn Bridge Boathouse sponsors a free kayaking program every summer, where you can get 20 minutes of free kayak time and get out into the river. It is really an unusual experience that not many travelers know about. It is not something you will forget, so bring a waterproof camera. You can find out more information with this link here. You can also read our post on a number of free ways to get on the water in New York City. From Pebble Beach, turn away from the water, look back at the buildings, and you will see a building several stories high. At the top, the building is fitted with a 14-foot glass clock. The clock tower has special significance in that it was the first of the old, abandoned industrial buildings in the area to be converted into a luxury apartment building. In the 1980s, property developer David Willentis had the brilliant foresight to purchase the area's mostly empty, big, loft-like spaces. At the time, the entire clock tower building cost just $12 million, a real steal for a building so large. Willentis bought up so much property and converted them into luxury condos that Dumbo got a nickname, Willentisville. While all the apartments in the clock tower have great views, the penthouse triplex is like no other. It has four 14-foot-high, or 4.2-meter, round windows, each with a 4-foot working clock. In 2010, the penthouse was listed on the real estate market, and the asking price was $25 million. Remember that the entire building was bought by Willentis for half that amount. There were no takers, and the building sat empty until March 2017. It was finally sold for the bargain price of $15 million. Still, you will never be late for an appointment. Now continue walking south through the park along the footpath towards the massive brick warehouse-like structure known as the Empire Stores.
Pause here until you get to your next stop.
You cannot miss this 500,000-square-foot brick warehouse situated close to the waterfront. This is the Empire Store's former warehouse, built between 1868 and 1885. In those days, Brooklyn was America's coffee capital. In the late 19th and early 20th centuries, the vast majority of the country's coffee supply arrived through New York Harbor. As industry slowed down along the Brooklyn waterfront in the 1940s and 1950s, many of the area's warehouses were torn down for the construction of the Brooklyn-Queens Expressway and the Brooklyn Heights Promenade. By the 1960s, Empire Stores was abandoned, but with the rise of Dumbo as a vibrant neighborhood and the development of its splendid waterfront, Empire Stores is being brought back to life. In 2013, investors and real estate developers have started converting the warehouses into a mixed-use project, with 420,000 rentable square feet of office space and 80,000 square feet of retail. Located inside the Empire Stores complex, this large food market has 21 eateries and communal space where you can sit and enjoy your meal. In addition to the food market, there are three bars and a fifth floor that includes a rooftop with waterfront views. For other great and free views, see your post on Best New York City Skyline Views. The market is open Monday through Thursday, 8 a.m. to 11 p.m., and Friday, Saturday, Sunday from 8 a.m. until 12 a.m. Please note they do not accept cash at their eateries. Cash is okay at the bars. At both the eateries and the bars, they do take debit or credit cards. On the second floor of Empire Stores, there is a small offshoot of the main Brooklyn Historical Society located in Brooklyn Heights. There is one exhibit and it is ongoing through 2022. It's called Waterfront. This is a multimedia exhibit that showcases the history of Brooklyn's shoreline through photographs and stories from families, artists, activists, workers, and more that bring the story of the coastline to life. The exhibit is open Tuesday through Sunday, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Admission is suggested, which means you can visit for free or pay what you like. For a list of other free museums or those with free hours or days, see our post on free museums in New York City. This 1922 carousel, featuring 48 carved wooden horses, was built by the Philadelphia Toboggan Company and stationed in Eudora Park in Youngstown, Ohio. When Eudora Park closed in 1984, Jane and David Willentis bought the carousel at auction for $385,000 and had it stored in a warehouse. Jane spearheaded its restoration, and in 2011, it was installed at its current location. It is a fully functional carousel and fun for kids and adults to ride. And it's only $2 to take a ride on this beautiful historic carousel with great views of Manhattan and the river. Some people find the juxtaposition of a glass box on the grassy lawn by the river to be odd or unattractive, but in 2012, Jane's Carousel won Travel and Leisure's 2012 Design Award for Best Public Space. Impressive! It was designed by world-renowned architect Jean Nouvel, who designed another wonderful structure, a residential building located just south of the Chelsea Piers. From the Highline Park in Manhattan, you'll get a great view of his stunning work. If you haven't heard of the Highline, do yourself a favor and read our post about it. From the carousel, start heading out of the park walking along the path. On your left is the side of Empire Stores, and on your right is another former warehouse turned art center.
Pause here until you get to your next stop.
Housed in this former tobacco warehouse is St. Anne's Warehouse, a state-of-the-art performance space. Founded 34 years ago when Dumbo was not the hotbed it is now, St. Anne's Theatre was located in another nearby space. They are known for their cutting-edge and innovative theatre and concert presentations. Among the many performances are highly acclaimed productions by the late Lou Reed, Deborah Harry, Al Pacino, Marianne Faithfull, Charlie Kaufman, and the Coen brothers. St. Anne's Warehouse played an important role in both the New York City art scene, but also helped to put Dumbo on the map. It still draws large crowds, so check out their website to see what events are going on. When you exit the park, you will be on Old Dock Street. If you have a sweet tooth, make a left on Water Street and walk halfway down the street.
Pause here until you get to your next stop.
You should have arrived at 66 Water Street, home of Jacques Therese Chocolate. This shop is the first of several locations for the world-famous chocolatier. It opened in 2000 and is a must-see, or rather, must-eat destination. Therese pioneered mixing unusual flavors into filled chocolates, such as pastis licorice liqueur with milk chocolate ganache, chocolate infused with a tingle of fresh mint tea, and Earl Grey tea infused in a dark, creamy chocolate square. They are not only delicious, but quite beautiful. In the winter, it is practically required in Dumbo to go in and get a chilly hot chocolate, ideal for cold days in Dumbo. Now turn back on Water Street and head west in the same direction as the cars. Walk one block to Dock Street and make a left. Dock Street merges into Front Street. Walk on Front Street for about 100 yards and you will arrive at Old Fulton Street.
Pause here until you get to your next stop.
You have probably heard of Grimaldi's Pizza, long believed to be one of the best pizza pies in New York City. Before Dumbo was a destination of its own, crowds of people came down to Old Fulton Street to wait for hours in line for a taste of Grimaldi's famous pizza. Well, in 2012, a new kid moved to town, Giuliana's Pizzeria. Turns out that Giuliana's is not new at all. It was opened by the original owner of Grimaldi's. It's a long story of a pizza war. You can get all the juicy details if you click on this link to read an article. Both pizzerias are very good. Some say that Giuliana's is overtaking Grimaldi's in popularity. The best advice is to go to whichever has the shorter line. The recipe is the same. It's all in the family. If you're a pizza lover, see our post on the best pizza in New York City by neighborhood. Now you can look across the street at the imposing red brick building with the large arched entrance. This neo-Romanesque building was constructed in 1893 on the site of the old Brooklyn Eagle newspaper building. The Brooklyn Daily Eagle began publication on October 26, 1841. At that time, Brooklyn was still a city independent of New York. For 2 years, from 1846 to 1848, a young Walt Whitman was the paper's editor. The paper relocated in the late 1800s, making room for the warehouse to be built. It is now, of course, luxury condominiums. Walt Whitman is best known for Leaves of Grass, the revolutionary collection of poems he authored in 1855. Lines from his famous poem Crossing Brooklyn Ferry have made an everlasting impression at our next site on the tour. Continue now towards the water along Old Fulton Street until you come to the end of the street and the entrance to the Fulton Ferry Landing and Brooklyn Bridge Park.
Pause here until you get to your next stop.
On your way to the wooden landing, stop by the large boulder with a plaque commemorating one of the most important historical locations in Dumbo, and perhaps in all of New York City. In 1642, the first ferry service between Brooklyn and Manhattan was based along the shoreline. That alone is historic. But what is truly exciting about this spot, besides the amazing Ample Hills Creamery, is that it was here that one of the most important strategic moves of the Revolutionary War took place. In what is now known as the Battle of Brooklyn, George Washington found himself between a rock and a hard place in August of 1776. Washington and his troops had almost been pushed out of Brooklyn by the British Army. He was faced with the choice of remaining on land to fight the much superior British forces, or evacuate his troops and avoid what surely would have been a bloody defeat. Washington made his decision, and under the cover of night on August 29th, 9,000 troops secretly departed from the Fulton Ferry shoreline via boat, canoe, raft, and any other object that could float. All night long, troops were shuttled to safety in Manhattan. At sunrise, with troops and Washington himself still waiting to evacuate, a heavy fog formed which concealed the last leg of the retreat. By 7 a.m., the entire Continental Army had safely arrived on Manhattan Island. The British didn't know what happened until a few hours later. Of course, the rest is history. To see other landmarks related to this epic evacuation, try out our Brooklyn Heights tour. As you walk to the end of the landing, your eyes will be focused on the skyline of Manhattan. If you can take your eyes off the view for a minute, look down and you will see bronze relief drawings of historic local scenes embedded in the wooden pier. Also, the landing's railings are engraved with lines from Walt Whitman's famous poem, Crossing Brooklyn Ferry. As for why it's called Fulton's Ferry Landing, that is because in 1814, Robert Fulton launched his steamboat ferry service, which instantly became the foremost means of transport between Brooklyn and Manhattan. The ferry remained successful until the 1883 opening of the Brooklyn Bridge. Eventually, ferry service tapered off and ceased completely in 1924. Excitingly, ferry service began again in 2006. To learn all about the new ferry services, you can see our post on the East River Ferry Service, or read about all of the other boat tours that make stops or pass by here. That is the end of our tour. There is plenty more to do in the area, so feel free to stick around. But if you're ready to head home, here are the nearest departure points. If you're ready to leave Dumbo, you can walk up Old Fulton Street along the right side of this busy street. After two long curved blocks, you will come to Henry Street. Make a right onto Henry and walk up the slight hill. You can walk one block and make a left onto Middaw Street. Walk one short block on Middaw and you will come to the High Street station for the A and C train. If you prefer the 2 and 3 train, continue on Henry Street for 4 more blocks and you will be at the Clark Street station. Thank you so much for joining me. We hope to see you again, either for one of our audio tours or one of our Pay What You Wish group walking tours. Check out www.freetoursbyfoot.com for more details. See you next time.